Photography arrived with a boom in 1839. Two practical photographic methods were announced at that time. One, the daguerreotype, produced small, precise images on copper plates. Perfect, precious, and finely detailed, the daguerreotype was ultimately doomed because everyone was unique, so the benefit of multiplicity was absent. The other, the calotype, made photographs on paper instead. These prints were soft and lacking detail when compared to the daguerreotype, but they used the negative, so multiple positive prints could be made. Daguerreotypes are small and protected by glass covers and gutta-percha cases, much like the painted miniatures they supplanted. These photographs are actually mirrors, and when reflecting a dark ground, the image of mercury deposited on their surface appears white, so a positive is created. Daguerreotypes astonished the public with their perfection and precision. Their appearance left no doubt that a new pictorial era had arrived. The paper calotype prints, soft, unclear, and apt to stain or fade, were poor cousins to the daguerreotype, but they would ultimately win the photographic war because they were cheap and existed as multiples. The process used a negative on which the tones of the world were reversed, so light was dark and vice versa. When exposed by contact to another sheet of light-sensitive paper, the tones were reversed once again, and the world looked right once more. The power of the cheap multiple led to intense efforts to improve paper photography, while the expensive daguerreotype languished in its original form until its death in the 1860s.